Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. We are on the letter A. And today's term is acetabular labrum. What the hell is this?
Well, the next episode will be the acetabulum.
Right.
So it will make more sense then. However, the acetabulum is essentially the hip socket. So this is where the head of the femur fits into the hip. Okay. Now the labrum is a bit of connective tissue.
It's the lip.
The lip, yeah. This is also known as the glenoid labrum.
Yeah.
Or the cotyloid ligament.
Oh.
Now, cotyloid is not really a term used anymore.
I've never heard it before.
Yeah, nor have I actually. I Google it. But cotyloid means a cup shape.
Okay.
Makes sense. But some mammals still have a cotyloid bone, which is kind of like, I guess in some animals, I think the one I came across was a rabbit. They have a bone that kind of projects the acetabulum out further.
To make it a deeper pocket?
Not so much a deeper, just sticks further out of the bone.
Oh.
Does that make sense? So it kind of projects out a bit further.
Yeah.
Not to make it deeper, just to push it out from the rest of the hip.
So you've got the acetabulum, which is the little fossa, the little divot that the head of the femur pops into.
Yeah.
And then you've got the labrum, which is sort of like a little curtain of connective tissue that sort of hangs over it.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And it's a ligament, you said.
Well, it's actually a fibrocartilage.
Okay. And it holds the...
So it's a C-shaped fibrocartilage.
That connects the acetabulum to the femur?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, it's just kind of like... maybe you could say it's somewhat equivalent to the meniscus.
Okay.
In the knee.
Yeah.
It's just that kind of same tissue.
Yeah.
That it has a number of functions, which I'll get to. But the best... Probably the most accurate definition would be it's fibrocartilage, a fibrocartilage rim, which goes over the whole circumference of the acetabulum, which will increase the stability of the joint whilst helping the head of the femur stay in the socket.
Right.
Okay. So it's C-shaped. In terms of how it's some of its appearance, 2 to 3 mils in thickness. It's thicker posteriorly and wider, thinner anteriorly.
What's the posterior and anterior aspect of a labrum?
Towards the backside, so behind the – so it's a C-shaped, so I don't know how you describe it. The end part of the C is the posterior and the front, so the closest to you would be the anterior. So that's a wider part of the C, but it's thinner, whilst the back is thinner but thicker. So
the back would be the attachment to the acetabulum.
It's all attached to the acetabulum because it's a big cup. So we have the cup, but it's just like a C-shaped bit of cartilage that fits into it.
Okay.
And that just kind of helps with a number of things. I'll go through the function now. So when I spoke about joint stability, what it will do is it will deepen the acetabulum by about 20% and it also increase the surface area for the articulation of the head of the femur in the joint by about 30%.
So – and I'm sorry for harping back on this. So is it like, I'm just trying to get a good sort of picture for people listening. Is it like you've got a bowl and then you've taken some tissue paper and you've shoved it into the bowl so that it covers the entire inner surface of the bowl, but also also flows over the edge of the bowl?
Yeah, that's pretty good, yeah.
And
yeah,
so now, hence why it deepens the bowl, right? Yes. So you've got this floppy stuff that obviously can't hold anything in per se, but makes it a deeper... Okay, so when you said the posterior part, you're saying the stuff that's articulating in with the bowl...
Yep.
That's inside the bowl itself, that's in the acetabulum, that's thicker.
Yeah, at the posterior, yep.
Yeah, and then the floppy stuff that comes over the top around the edges, that's going to be thinner, and that's the stuff that attaches into the femur itself.
No, I can see what you mean. No, it's just kind of like if the bowl is the cup, as you mentioned, if you arranged it in the anatomical position, you're going to have an anterior part of the bowl and a posterior part of the bowl.
Gotcha.
The anterior part of the bowl where the tissue paper is, or the labrum, it's thinner,
yeah,
but wider, and the posterior part of the bowl, which has got the labrum as well, it's going to be thicker, and that will just be probably the way that the femur pushes into the.
I think that's what I said. I think that's.
But it does overflow the bowl, like you said. So there's going to be additional depth, but the only part, because as I said, it's a C, you do have that missing that space there,
yeah,
and that's where you got another ligament called the transverse ligament.
Right,
it just kind of
adds more support to the femur.
But that's
femur.
Important because there is another ligament for the head of the femur there as well, which I don't want to go into another area.
No, let's stick to labrum.
So as I said, its function is joint stability. It also acts as a shock absorber. It provides lubricant. And the other thing it does is it provides a negative pressure seal for the whole joint itself.
Oh, yeah.
And so what the advantage of that would be is it kind of produces a suction effect, and that allows the pressure within the joint to be dispersed equally through the whole joint itself.
And also makes it less likely to pop out.
Yeah. And so this now goes to the clinical part of why we need to know about the acetabular labrum.
Yep.
Is the most common injury that is associated with it are tears.
Yes, labral tears.
And so these are more common in females than males, generally will present with groin pain, but also hip pain, that would make sense. And there's a number of reasons for why you may get a labral tear. The most common would be direct mechanical injury, but you can also get it with things like if it's additionally lax, so the laxity of it, so it's already
a little bit loose,
moving too much. Certain degenerative disorders or impingent syndromes can also impact it, but that goes into a whole new area of complexity with physios and orthopedics. So
which we are not.
That's right. So that's really an overview of the acetabular labrum.
Beautiful.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.